and Chris, and this is my Writing Table podcast, where we talk to authors and other creatives about the writing world and what it takes to create the books that we love to read. Ready? Pull up a chair and let's begin.
Louise Marburg studied design at the Kansas City Art Institute and is a graduate of New York University's Gallatin Division and holds an MFA in fiction from Columbia University's School of the Arts. Her stories have appeared in Narrative, Plowshares, The Louisville Review, The Carolina Quarterly, The Pinch, The Chicago Quarterly Review, Post Road, and many other publications. A native of Baltimore, she lives in New York City with her husband, the artist Charles Marburg. Welcome, Louise.
Hi, Chris. Thank you for having me on the podcast.
You study design at the KC Art Institute. I'm in Wichita, so go Chiefs. What was it that led you to detour towards creative writing?
Well, I think that it's harder to paint the picture you want with visual arts than it is for me with writing. I can paint the picture I want when I write. And for some reason, it's not the same for me when I paint, say, or draw. It's better expression for me.
Your latest award-winning work, You've Reached Your Destination, tells the stories of 12 disparate women. Please tell us a little bit about this collection.
Well, it's interesting because when I write a collection, I don't write stories with toward a collection with the idea that this will be a collection, but I do tend to end up writing the same themes. Obviously, unconsciously, I'm just interested in that. And I was writing in this book about women, the vagaries of their lives and where they end up, thus their destination. And a lot of the stories have to do with death, though not particularly the character's death, but the death of an idea, actual death, a coming to the end of something.
What or whom did you draw from to tell these stories?
I think I draw from, and particularly in this is more autobiographical. There's a couple of stories that are really quite autobiographical, though nothing is really verbatim. Take little bits and pieces from people you know, the characters you know, and put them together and make a new character. Use something from, one event in your life and another event in your life and put it in one story. That's how it goes for me. And sometimes I'm surprised. And the characters are completely different. I don't know where they came from.
Do you start with the character and then build the story? Or do you kind of know the story and then build the character to fit?
No, I definitely start with the character and build the story. And I rarely know in the beginning what form the story is going to take, what it's going to be about.
You're not an outliner, plotter. Mm-hmm. How long does it take you to write one of these stories?
It takes about a month,
For each story.
If it's going well, a month, 6 weeks.
I've heard that short stories are the hardest to write because a writer must tease out the most important pieces and boil them down to this digestible serving. So in a month's time, you write one short story. Do you have to cut down much or what does it take for you to disseminate it back mm-hmm. down to the short story form?
What I do is I edit while I'm writing. So in a short story, it's really important that every detail be germane to the story. So you can't go off and describe something for no reason whatsoever, as I think you really can in a novel. You can let yourself have more leeway that way, but every piece of a story has to fit together. And that's why I edit as I write. I will recognize as I'm writing that something doesn't fit. And it's much easier for me to do that than to come to the end of a lot of pages and go back in and figure it out. A lot of writers do that. By the time I come to the end of a story, I'm like one draft away from it being finished.
Nice. Yes. Have you written a novel?
I just finished a novel.
Oh,
just finished writing a novel.
I'm interested. What was that like in comparison to what you've been doing?
Well, it's funny because it started as a story and the character just was so fun, so unforgettable, so ridiculous and profane and bad. And she's the best character ever. So how could I not write a novel? It just kept going. Every chapter she narrates and she meets a new person in every chapter. And it's called Fancy Meeting You.
It's such a clever title, as is You've Reached Your Destination. I'm curious, though, one of your stories is titled What Scares You Most. So mm-hmm. what scares you most, Louise?
Oh, honestly, going without my husband scares me most. And that's, I'm just madly in love with my husband. And sweet. We are together all day long. We're never apart because he's a painter. My husband's over there. He's a painter. And, he and I have always been in the same space all day long.
Your husband is the artist, Charles Marburg. Mm-hmm. What is it like to live with another creative? And what is a commonality between you two?
It's the greatest because he reads every story I write. I see every painting he paints because I used to be a visual artist. I have that language. And he certainly is a reader. It's utterly supportive. I know a lot of people whose husbands and wives don't read their work at all. And that's not the case with us. We're very much involved with each other.
I will obsess over the first sentence of each novel. I may be on page 250, but I will keep going back to that first page.
Really?
I want to make sure that I've reflected what I intended from the beginning. So I have read that you are the master of the first sentence. And I've read your stuff and I agree. Your first sentences are outstanding.
Oh, thank you.
So what is your approach? Does it begin in the drafting stage or does it come in editing or as a culmination?
I do rewrite the first sentence extensively when I write it. But my feeling about first sentence is you want the reader to feel like where they are. They know where they are. They know who they're reading about, sort of like journalism, who, what, where, when, in a way. I don't, as a reader, like mystery. I want to know what's going on. So I don't write it. I don't, start with, descriptions of things or whatever. I'm like a very much a bang into it kind of writer. We are there.
What are your personal rules about the first sentence?
I'm going to start with the character. Right away, we know who we are, who we're with.
Who's telling the story?
Who's telling the story? I think clarity. I just want to make it clear. I've been called a spare writer. I don't know what you think, but I'm used to now being called a spare writer. And I guess that's because I don't spend a lot of time wool gathering or, describing things that I don't think are necessary. My rule about the first sentence is no mystery.
In the short story form, you don't have the luxury of wandering off. When we're learning to write novels, we're told every word counts. But when you're writing a 95,000 word novel, you have a whole lot more free reign than a short story. I mean, how many words is a short story usually?
Mine end up being about 4,000 words. So it's not a lot.
Terrifies me. Sat down, I've tried to write a short story and the ones I've written are horrible and no one will ever read them. I like to talk and maybe that's how I am.
That's interesting because I'm actually not a talker. I'm a woman of few words. So, and this novel I've just finished is over 60,000 words. It's not very long.
Did it make you stretch as a writer to expand?
Yeah, it did. And I spent more time, much more fluid, instead of the structure of a story is so intense. I let it flow more, went to places that I didn't know what would happen. It was really fun. And the character was just so great. It was really fun.
Do you get a lot of time to read?
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah.
What sort of things do you read?
I read a lot of journals, short fiction and journals. I read short fiction in general. I read whatever everybody's reading, of course, the Booker Prize winner or whatever. I just got George Saunders' new book of short stories to read. The first one is really weird. So that was interesting. But, I read whatever. And I also read nonfiction. I'm telling everybody to read this one book. It's called Cast by Isabel Wilkerson.
I like her.
It's mind-blowing.
Before you decided to be a writer, what were the books or movies or whatever they were that clicked with you that made you say, I might want to do this?
Interestingly, it was a book of short stories by Alice Munro, she's the master. I was in a hotel on the coast of Rhode Island and all the lights went out and there was nothing to do. It was raining outside, it was like a hurricane, who knows? There was a shelf of books people had left behind and I just picked out The Moons of Jupiter by Alice Munro and I read it and I thought, oh my God, I'm meant to be doing this. And that was the beginning. Cool. Yeah, it was cool.
What are the most important elements of good writing?
Honesty. I think that you can't really be a good writer unless you're very honest with yourself. And so you can be honest on the page. I suppose, a command of the language, definitely. A love of words, of the way words sound, with taste, just sort of that for me is very important. And I think that to be a good writer, you have to be a good reader. You have to really love books. You have to love the sentence, you have to love it.
Well, let's back up to something you said just a few minutes ago about honesty on the page. I think as readers, we all know what it looks like when it's there.
Mm-hmm.
From your view, what does it look like when it's not there? How do we know that that author really didn't go there?
I think it's kind of airy. Like there's no, they're there. Like the characters don't do anything interesting, you know, because the author obviously can't think of anything for them to do if they're not, you know, going to be honest about. I mean, it's just not deep. It's, I think, just a very, I can only say, full of air and not intense. Yeah.
I recognize it in myself when there's a character that I feel like I'm cheating and I'm not taking on the hard thing. And that always tells me, like when I start to go, no, I don't want to do this, that usually tells me I'm not doing the work. I'm not being honest with the reader. When authors push through that hard stuff, the readers enjoy it more. It's more satisfying.
I think they respond. I also think that when you're writing, if you're bored, your reader is going to be bored.
Oh, yeah. You can tell when an author phones it in. And
No,
I think there are authors that can put out, you know, 20, 30, 40 books or whatever. And you know, there's some that maybe aren't great, but, you know, for the most part, you get that. And then you can also tell when they put out a lot of books and you get one that's just like, you weren't there for that, were you?
Yeah. And, you know, it's true. You might have a great, you know, love an author and there's one book. In fact, I just read one book that Hillary Mantel. Because she died recently, and I think I hadn't read this particular one book, even though I'm a huge fan, and I didn't finish it because it just, you know, just nothing was going on. I had no interest after a while in these characters, and I thought, well, you know, that was just her bad book, you know.
And I think everybody has one.
Oh yeah.
If you haven't written it yet, you will.
Exactly. Hopefully you'll know it and not get it published.
What is the most fun thing about writing?
I adore writing. So I'm not one of those people who's like, oh no, I hate writing. I can't. I can sit down anytime. I can sit down and do it for 15 minutes. I can do it for 4 hours. The most fun thing for me when I'm writing is dialogue. I often say dialogue is my superpower. So to me is the best.
I had read your book, Back to That Honesty. I feel like it's honest dialogue. It's a conversation that sounds authentic. It doesn't sound like I've got this set up and I need to put these people here so they will achieve this and I can get to this next scene. I mean, I feel like this is something, even though it's condensed, you know, in a short story form, I felt like these stories were meaningful. You know, they were no less meaningful because they were shorter. If anything, I felt like they felt like you took the time to have authentic conversations. And I think you did that really, really well. You didn't cheat us. I felt like these were real people with real problems and, you know, flawed characters. So everybody was doing the best they could and moving through life as we do. And so anyway, I really enjoyed these. So thank you.
That means a lot to me, Chris. Thank you.
Without the descriptions and we could see the people and really enjoyed it.
Really enjoyed it. So kudos.
Any advice for new writers?
Oh yeah. I have a lot of advice for new writers.
First of all, stop.
Don't do it. No, I'm kidding. my advice is this. First of all, as I've been saying all along, read what you want to write and also read everything else too, but be sure to read what you want to write. And I would say for new writers, I think that they expect success sort of instantaneously. And that's not been my experience at all. I think a lot of writers stop because they can't stand rejection. So my advice is stand rejection, expect rejection, be tenacious, go for it. If you love what you're doing, it doesn't matter if, you know, anybody else is loving it. But eventually, if you pursue it and are persistent, it'll work out.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Louise.
Thank you.
You take care. To learn more, visit louisemarburg.com.
If you're enjoying The Writing Table, please consider leaving us a review. There are so many podcasts out there. Reviews help other listeners find us. Thanks so much for your support.